there was three, one, my grandmother used to start her stories with, a long time ago, not in my time, not in your time, but when the monkeys used to walk, talk, and chew tobacco. And then she would say to us, my tongue is the best limb in my body. It never gets tired. I think I inherited that from her. I can talk people's ears off. And another story she had was about a man who had been cursed to roam the world as a bull, the big black bull of Hollow Tree. Nobody knew who owned him. There were three girls in the family, and their parents used to go away for the summer. And the girls, there was Darling Dinah, Kitty, and Mariah. And they would go to their grandmother's place and stay, a big estate and farm, and she had horses and she had servants. And Darling Dinah and Mariah were very feminine, girly girls who loved to dress up and do their hair. But Kitty was a tomboy. Kitty would rather climb trees and do whatever, play games that the boys were playing. She was the youngest. So the grandmother told them that they could wander around the estate, but there was one place they were not supposed to go. And there was a gate there and a big fence around it. So one day the girls were out walking and they wondered, why can't we go in there? Maggie says, I'm going to find out. And she climbed up over the fence, got down and opened the gate so the two girls would come in. And it was not anything very much different. There was big rocks there. And there was a chair, a rock in the shape of a chair. And on the back of it was said, wishing chair. And the oldest girl, Darling Dinah, she got in. I wish a nice young man would come and marry me. And then her other sister, she got in it. She wished the same thing. And when Kitty got in, this old black bull used to wander around the town, and he was friendly. He used to give kids rides on his back, hook him up with his horns, sit him on the back. And even Kitty had a couple of rides with him. I wish the big black bull of Hollow Tree would come after me, she said. And anyhow, they got down, they giggled and laughed, and the girls went up to the gate. She closed it, climbed over the fence, and they went home. But they were fairly quiet, and the grandmother wondered. She was suspicious, and they wouldn't tell her anything. But about supper time, a knock came to the door, and there was two young, handsome men standing there, and they said to the grandmother, we came for Darling Dinah and Mariah. We were wished for. And the poor grandmother turned pale. Oh, she said, you were not in that wishing chair. No good could come from this. And they came in, and they were friendly, and she liked them. And they said they wanted, after a while, to get married to the two girls. So they left. And later that night, the girls were sitting around, the grandmother, and a funny noise came on the door. And the grandmother opened it, and this was the big black bull of Hollow Tree. And he said, Kitty wished for me. And the grandmother grew pale, and she was scared. But anyhow, he went on his way that night, but he wanted to marry Kitty. And Kitty was right in love with him. So when the girls got married, the two other men, they said to the spouse, would you like for me to be a man in the night and a snake in the day? And they said, or the other way around. And the girls thought, well, we can't walk it with a snake, so let's have the snake at night. So they spent some time at their grandmother's after they were married. And she went and peeped in one night, and here was a big old snake curled around Darling Dinah, and the same thing with Kitty, with Miranda, the other girl. And so the grandmother and Kitty and the big black bull, they were in another room, So she went in there, and when she saw the handsome man in Kitty's bed, she got an idea. So the two girls went home with their men, and that night the grandmother crept up, and she, the bull's outfit with the horns and all was lying on the floor by the bed. So she had the bright idea that she would burn that, and he'd have to be a man all the time. So when she jumped down the stairs with the outfit, the hooves rattled down the stairs, also the horns hit. And she threw it into the fire. And when she threw it into the fire, Big Black Bull woke up and he said, "I have to go." And he jumped out of bed and he hit his nose on the bedstead, and he had a white shirt on, and there was the blood dropped on the shirt. But he couldn't know. He said, "Kitty, don't come. I have to go." And he ran off in the woods. And when Kitty got up, she went to follow him. And she followed him all day, but she couldn't get close enough to speak. When she'd be going up one hill, he'd be going down another. And she said, called out to him, but he didn't hear her. So the first night, when it became dark, she saw a light in a cottage by the side of the road. And, I forgot the part where she had three children for him. And each, well, he was still a bull. And when she, and when the babies were born, after a week or so, Big Black Bull took them under horns and had to go away with them. But he told Kitty not to worry, they were taken care of, and someday they would get them back. There was a boy and two girls, about 2 years apart. So that night, when she saw the light coming on in the lamp in the cottage, she went and knocked on the door. She knew she shouldn't travel at night. So she said, "Could I stay for the night?" So they welcomed her in. And this little boy was there. He looked just like her little boy, only he was older now. And Kitty read to him, and he really sat on her lap, and he really liked her. So the next morning, when she was going, the woman in the house said, "I have a gift for you." She said, "It's a magic ball on a string. And in your travel," she said, "when you come to a rough spot in the road or a brook, just throw the ball out on the string and a beautiful path will appear, smooth as anything." And she had it in a basket. She put a basket on her arm. And she traveled all that day, the same thing. When she was going up one hill, he was going down another. And she called out to him, but he didn't hear her. So that night, she found another cottage beside the road. And she went there. Yes, she could stay for the night. They were very kind to her. And there was a little girl there. And she was about the same age as Kitty's last little bit. So she loved Kitty. She hugged her, and Kitty helped put her to bed. And the next morning, when she was leaving after breakfast, the woman gave her a gift. She said, "I have a pair of magic scissors that if you tear your clothes or your shoes," she said, "you just clip around with the scissors and they'll become new." So she thanked her and put it in her basket. And the third night, all day she had followed him and catch up. And the third night, she came, same thing, a cottage, and stayed for the night. And when she was leaving, the woman said, "I have a gift for you. It's a magic tablecloth. And if you're hungry, you just spread it out and wish for whatever food you want, and it will appear." Oh, so Kitty thanked her and put the cloth in the basket. And that day she walked faster, and she was almost caught up with him a couple of times. But just before nightfall, she lost sight of him. And there was a girl down at a brook washing, trying to scrub the blood off a white shirt. And Maggie went up and she said, she recognized the shirt. And the maid said, "My mistress is a bad old witch. And if I don't get this shirt clean, I'll be killed." So Kitty took the shirt, rubbed it a bit underwater, the blood disappeared. Now she said, "I've done you a favor. You got to do me a favor." And she said, the man that was wearing this shirt, do you know where he is? And the maid said, yes, he's at the old witch's house where I live. And she said, she keeps him in a room. So the maid brought Kitty home. And when she saw the old witch, she said to her, I can give you this magic tablecloth if you let me talk to the man who's in the room. So the old witch said yes. But what she did, before she let Maggie go in, she gave him a glass of milk with a sleeping powder in it. So when Maggie went in to talk to the man, he was sound asleep. And she said, oh, big black bull of hollow tree, three fine babes I bore for thee, and now you won't turn to me. So he didn't hear it. And the old witch gave her a room. She went to bed, cried all night, because she knew it was her husband. And the next day, she said to the maid, now she said, you got to help me. And same thing happened that night. The old witch got in with the sleeping powder before Maggie got in. So when she asked the maid, she said, you tell him not to drink the milk, to throw it under the bed instead. Because she said, the maid said, the old witch looks out the window while he drinks the milk. So that night, the witch came in with the glass of milk with the sleeping powder in it. And the big black bull, he took the glass. And when she looked at the window, he threw it under the bed. It had an empty glass. So she waited a couple more minutes. He pretended he was asleep, and she went out. And when Kitty got in to talk to him, he was awake. And he told her what happened, that this old witch had put a curse on him and that nobody could hurt her, but she had a black spot on her chest that each night she would go in the kitchen and heat up a bit of oil in a small dish on the stove. And when it got warm, she would rub it on this black spot. And that's the only place she could be hurt. So Kitty had the magic scissors, and she thought she had them in her pocket. And that night, when the old witch was oiling her spot, Kitty crept in and hid behind the door. And she waited for a while, and then when the old witch turned around, she threw the magic scissors, and it hit the black spot, and the old witch went up in a puff of smoke. And the man was free. And he said, the gifts that were given to you were my sisters. They were looking after our children. They're our children. And they stayed the night, but the next morning they went by and picked up their children. And they all lived happily ever after. Enough.